Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. As members of the body of Christ, we have a mission to fulfill, and a disciplined use of our resources is key to getting God's work done. Today, we'll look at how to determine our priorities, and then how to live by them. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Turn with us to Romans chapter 12 as we continue a series on finding where you fit. Dr. Lutzer comes now to speak to us on finding your priorities.
What is the church? What is the church? Is it a building? Well, I'm sure by now you know that the answer is no, it's not a building. In fact, in the New Testament, that word church is used many times, and it is never used for a building. It is always used for a group of people. Well, what is it that binds the people together? What brings people here? Is it because we have a common interest in the same music styles, and we all like to come together and sing many of the same hymns and listen to sermons from the Bible? Is that really what bonds us together here at the church? Well, that may be part of it, but that's not the main point. Is it because we share common values? We're all upset with the immorality of our country. We're all pro-life. Is that what binds us together? No, we may agree on those things, but that's not what binds us together into one. Remember that the church is not a collection of individuals. The church is a body. It is an organism that has been created by God, and we are a part of Christ and therefore a part of one another, members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. And as we emphasized last time, there's nothing that you can do to get away from the fact that if you're a believer, you belong to the body. You're stuck with us, just like my thumb is stuck with the rest of my fingers. That's it. Well, all of us, I hope, would like to live in such a way that we die with very few regrets. In fact, you know that one of the purposes of Moody Church, it can be stated differently, but one of the purposes is to prepare for eternity. Somebody asks you, what's Moody Church all about? Well, they're preparing us to live forever. And we know that we are going to give an account in the judgment seat of Christ for the way in which we lived, and we all want to do as well as we possibly can. How? What should our priorities be? Well, I've chosen as the text Romans chapter 12, a very familiar passage of Scripture, but we shall look at it in its context. Romans chapter 12. Where the Apostle Paul is going to argue that first of all we should submit and then we should serve in that order. And we'll be talking about spiritual gifts because the title of this series of messages is Finding Where You Fit. And we want to help you find where you fit within the body. Notice it begins by saying, I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. The first phrase to underline is to present your bodies. Those three words, present your bodies to God. Isn't that amazing that God would be interested in these bodies? Whether they are wrinkled or smooth, whether they are strong or weak, whether they are old or young, whether they are beautiful or not so beautiful, whether they are the right weight or not the right weight in relationship to your height, we're to give our bodies to God. Now, what I'd like us to do is to notice how this offering is to take place and some of the characteristics of this gift that we are to make to the Almighty. First of all, notice it is voluntary. I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Nobody is forcing you to do this. This is something that Paul is saying you should agree on. Now, notice the contrast in the Old Testament. A lamb was chosen and laid out on the altar. It had no alternative. Nobody went to the lamb and said, you know, we're looking for a sacrifice and you look pretty good. Would you consider this? No, the lamb was chosen, had no say in the matter, was put to death, and had died. But God is no longer interested in those dead sacrifices. He is interested in the living sacrifices. And while, if we are his people, we have been chosen, the other fact, of course, is that voluntarily, by the work of God in our hearts, God wants us to be willing to give ourselves to him. This is a voluntary choice. I urge you to make it. It is voluntary. Secondly, it is complete. Now, when that lamb was taken in the Old Testament and laid out on the altar, everything was accounted for. That which was not burned would have been eaten. It was a total sacrifice to God. And Paul says, that's the way you should give your body to God. I think personally that it becomes much more meaningful if we give our bodies to God piece by piece. It means that when we yield to God, we give him our eyes and we say, whatever we see, we want these eyes to receive those things that please you. We have to give him our hands and say, whatever these hands do, may these hands please God. Wherever these feet take me, may they take me to places that please God and not to those places that grieve the heart of God. Whatever my mind thinks, I want to give my mind to God, whatever it may have within it. And then my heart, my affections, a total submission of ourselves to God as a living sacrifice. It is voluntary, it is complete, it is a priestly sacrifice. You didn't know that you were a priest. Maybe you didn't know that you were a priest and that you could even offer a sacrifice. The Old Testament, it was limited to the priests. The people brought the sacrifices, but the priests had to offer them. Here, we are invited to offer these sacrifices because we are priests before God. And the scripture says that it is acceptable to God. Christ makes our yieldedness acceptable. The Old Testament, you have the sacrifice of praise. You have the sacrifice of our wealth. But here we have the sacrifice of ourselves. And when that happens, God sees that he really does have all of us, every bit of us, as a sacrifice to God. It is worship. Notice it says, and this is the New American Translation, it is your spiritual service of worship. That's the way you worship God. Now we come together here at the church and we sing hymns and we are led in prayer and we are led in scripture and we have an exposition of the word, and in a sense that of course is worship. In fact, we have a committee that meets together because we want to do all that we possibly can to make this a worship experience. But my friend, today worship does not stop at 12 o'clock on Sunday. Worship happens 24 hours a day. Worship is also supposed to happen on Monday and on Tuesday, because worship means that I have given my body to God as a sacrifice for him to use it as he wills, and that is something that I'm committed to day in and day out. It is worship that is acceptable to God. And finally, let me say, it is reasonable. The King James says, which is your reasonable service, and certainly it is reasonable. You know, when Paul says in chapter 12, verse 1, I urge you by the mercies of God, you can't understand that unless you realize what happens in chapters 1 to 11. Paul talks about sin, the fact that we are born in sin and slaves to sin. He talks about redemption. He talks about sanctification. He talks about the role of Israel in God's plan and how the word of God will never fail. And he breaks out in that great crescendo of praise in chapter 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him that he might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Now, in light of that, Isn't it reasonable? Isn't it reasonable to say, God, here I am totally? Now, let me ask you a question. Why is it so easy to do that on Sunday, to put ourselves on the altar on Sunday, and then find ourselves crawling off the altar on Monday? Why is it? Well, he says in verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. It is the pressure of the world. It's the pressure of the world without that corresponds to our old nature within, and that's why sacrifice of this kind is very difficult, very difficult. It is not at all easy. There is such a thing as the suffering of temptation. You know that Phillips puts it this way. He said, do not let the world push you into its own mold. And that's a very interesting translation. You know that when you have a mold, that means that all the fenders go into this mold. And that's why when they get taken out and they put on a car, all those cars look alike. I don't know how many of you remember these days, but I can actually remember back to the 50s. Isn't that amazing? I can remember before I was born. But in those days, you could see a car a half mile away and tell which one it was, because there were just Fords, and every Ford looked alike, and the Chevs all looked alike, and then I think you had the Plymouth and one or two other kinds, and that was it. That was it. Those were the only kinds. They all looked alike. Today, I can't find my own car in a parking lot. It is so confusing. Listen, my friend, you know what the world says? You're all going to look alike. You're going to look alike, and the pressure is there. The pressure is there to see the same movies, to be bought at the same price, to love the same money, to fulfill the same lusts. The pressure of the world is there, and that's why it's so difficult to stay on that altar. Paul says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And the Greek word is metamorphos, same word that is used for the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. And be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How often do you need to have your mind renewed? Every day before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and the answer is yes, we need to have our minds renewed day by day. Continually, we are bombarded by images and ideas. I think of the influence of television upon our minds and hearts, and how impurity can begin to seep in, and we can find it difficult to have our minds renewed. And that's why we crawl off that altar that I was talking about. Today, my friend, are you going to make a decision? I mean, a strong decision that you will turn from those things and simply fill your mind with God's holy word.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Erwin Lutzer has brought part one of Finding Your Priorities, the third message in a series on finding where you fit. Next time, more from Romans chapter 12 on being living sacrifices. All four Finding Where You Fit messages can be yours on CD, sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.